The church gives us today, after Christmas, the Feast of the Holy Family, to underline the importance of family life. Of course, family life is at the root of the health of society, the health of the individual members of the family, which is everyone. We're all members of a family. And if we all want to be healthy and happy, healthy in our spiritual life, in our moral life, physical life, in every way, we need to be brought up in a good, holy, happy family. And of course, we look at today with divorce is up over 50% now, isn't it? In the United States and throughout the world, divorce, we have divorce contraception, which is the thing that, if you look at historically, that divorce started on its rise at the same time that contraception became more popular and more practiced. And of course, abortion comes right after contraception with a contraceptive mentality, and we just destroy family life with these things. And then in the wake of that, we have homosexual marriage, civil unions, and that's just to be expected. You got complete immorality when you have the breakdown of the family. There's no more order. There's no more union. There's no more love. There's no more happiness in the family life and in the individual life. It's all fallen apart. Because why? Really, because of a lack of faith in God. God is at the root of the family, even. The family is at the root of the healthy society and healthy individuals. But it's all at the root of our faith. The faith is just dissipating and dissolving and flittering away. Faith in God. And, you know, it is our faith in God. It is our realization that we have to answer to God for our actions, our decisions, especially our lack of fidelity in marriage, in religious life, in our work life, fidelity to our duties and what we have committed ourselves to, fidelity. Why we're faithful? Because we have to answer to God for our life and our decisions. And husbands and wives have to answer to God for their fidelity or lack of it. Children have to answer to God for their lack of obedience to an honoring of their parents. You know, mothers who have life in their womb have to answer to God what they do, how they care for their child or don't. We have to answer to God. Those who are tempted to sins of the flesh or even something as depraved as homosexuality, they have to answer to God. And if they thought of that, they wouldn't give in. They would resist. They would pray for grace. They would turn to God for help. And we wouldn't have this snowball down the hill of immorality and destruction in family life and destruction in the world, which is destroying peace in the family, destroying peace in the hearts of men and women in the entire world. And so we have this feast of the Holy Family to underline the importance of family life. Let's get back to family life, but even before that, we have to come back to God. We have to come back to God because God has to be the foundation of the family. We can have family without God. We can be just our little selfish home where we don't even care about other people. We're just sort of, you know, prospering economically or prospering with our pride in our family life. No, God has to be at the root of the family, and that's where love enters in, and love has to be there, the glue between all the family members, husbands and wives and children amongst themselves, and that love that should radiate from the family to other people, to outside the family. We need to be considerate of others and help others from the family. We can't, otherwise we become selfish in the family, prideful. My family's better than anyone else's, and I'm only going to care about my brothers and sisters and my parents and not others. And that's not based on the love of God. God makes us care and concern about everyone, not just our family members. And it is from the family that we learn to practice virtue, all the virtues of our Catholic faith, our Christian faith. We learn obedience to our parents, obedience to rightful authority, humility. We learn charity amongst our brothers and sisters, and charity to our parents, and caring for them as they care for us, and then we care for other people. We have that respect for human life, respect for our neighbor, respect for our elders, respect for government leaders, respect and reverence for everyone. And we learn this in family life. We learn to pray in the family. We learn to love. We learn to give, self-giving in the family between husbands and wives and their children, giving this total self-giving and giving to our neighbor. We learn to pray. We learn to love God. We learn to serve Him, to be obedient to Him and to His commandments. And we learn that life isn't just the family, it isn't society. Life is preparing for the next life. We learn these things in family, where we're safe, where we're nurtured, where we're comfortable, where we're happy. And then we think of the important things, eternal life, which we are made for. And we learn the spirit of sacrifice in family life. And that spirit of sacrifice makes us very generous. It makes us imitate Jesus Christ, imitate the Holy Family, who are sacrificial, who sacrifice themselves left and right, day in and day out, hour by hour. They lived a life of complete sacrifice for each other and for the world and for the conversion of the world. We learn everything in the family, all the things we need for our happiness in this life and in preparation for the next. How important it is to strengthen the family life, come back to the family, come back to fighting against all those things that destroy family life and the sinful things that can be done that really attack the family, which we all see in our country here, in our laws, and how we need to fight them. We need to defend family. We need to promote family life, true family life, under God and practicing the virtues that the Holy Family shows us today. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, family, father, mother, children, an image of the Holy Trinity, God Himself made marriage. God Himself is a kind of family. The Father generated the Son from all eternity, and their love generates the Holy Spirit from all eternity. An image of the family, and the family really the image of the Holy Trinity. This is reality. This is the basis, foundation of our life. God Himself, the family, not these artificial constructions that we see in the world, in our country, that are really just counterfeits, and they just lead to misery to those who are born into these artificial kind of families and who are taught things that are not true, that are not good, that are not healthy. And we can only look at the Holy Family for true health, true truth, the truth of how we're supposed to live, how Jesus lived, how He set the example, how He had parents, mother and father, and how He lived all those virtues that He shows to all of us to live as well, to be happy, but especially to live for the eternal things where we are, what we are made for, what we are living for, not for the temporary, short-lived things of this world, short-lived pleasures and short-lived entertainments and tiny satisfactions, where we live for God and for all that He has commanded us and teaches us. So let us be faithful in imaging the Holy Family and staying close to the family, Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, calling upon them, looking to them for our own happiness and health in our spiritual life, family life, and society.